Hello, everybody. John the Fantasy Horseman here. Happy Saturday, early afternoon. I figured I'd give, I've been looking up some deep sleepers for week 12. You may not like some of these names, but they might actually be viable this week. My first is Ty Johnson on the Jets. Now, I know that Frank Gore is the main running back, but the other running back, I believe, got hurt, Perrin. So Ty Johnson did get some carries last week, and he also did catch some passes. I guess now the big ad would be of the week with James Conner testing positive for COVID would be Benny Snell, which isn't a bad pickup, but the Ravens, not a bad defense against running backs. I also have another guy on the Steelers who I actually like better than Benny Snell, Anthony McFarlane. So I don't know if they're going to split the carries, but I would keep an eye on him because he's got a pretty good burst. Probably in the same game, I guess another pickup would be Justice Hill. I'm going with Gus Edwards myself, but Justice Hill probably would get some carries, maybe a catch or two. I have a receiver now because DJ Chark is out. Keenan Cole, he always seems to just get catch passes. And especially with their number one receiver out, I guess I would think that Keenan Cole will get a lot of the volume, see a lot of targets. I also have a tight end for you. With Irv Smith out, I think Kyle Rudolph may be viable again. I believe he got some targets last week. Minnesota's offense is not horrible. They do have some. And maybe with Adam Thielen out, maybe they do throw to Kyle Rudolph. So if you need a tight end, he might not be a bad pickup. I also have a deep running back sleeper on the Dolphins with Salvon Ahmad out. And I don't believe Miles Gaskin is going to play. His name is Malcolm Perry. And I know, I'm sure Matt Breida would be playing, but I don't know how much of the volume he'd be getting. So Malcolm Perry may be a speculative ad. We'll see. I guess I have another wide receiver on Baltimore. I don't know what their quarterback situation now. Well, Robert Griffin III playing Dez Bryant. I don't know. They might be behind. They might be throwing. So he may be a maybe decent number three wide receiver or a flex play. They don't have too much in the receiving area except for Mark Andrews. And without Lamar Jackson, I don't think they'll be able to. He'll be able to scramble. Well, he won't scramble like Lamar Jackson, but maybe. Anyway, those are some of my deep sleepers. I may have some starts and sits later or tomorrow. So hopefully everybody will enjoy their Saturday. And I guess I will talk to you later. Bye.